It's Lexington's all-new hits, 106.3.
Second Date Update is brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here. Good morning, Craig. How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. So why don't we talk about Anne, shall we? How long has it been since you've heard from her?
I would say it's been about a month.
That's a pretty long time. Especially to be waiting for her response. Have you reached out to her recently at all or no?
Yeah, actually last week I called her, but she didn't pick up.
Okay. So why do you think she's acting like this?
To be honest, I don't really know. Maybe I said a few things that I shouldn't have.
What did you say, if you don't mind me asking?
I said she looked really pretty today, and I think she definitely took offense to that.
Really? Because you said she looked very pretty today?
Yeah. She was able to get past it, and we had a really nice time, but I kind of just think the damage was done, you know?
Huh. Well, I mean, it's not the best wording, but, I mean, I can tell you kind of meant it in a nice way.
Yeah, like, I really meant it as a compliment. You know, I never met her before, so I didn't have anything to compare her to, but I don't know, though.
That's interesting. Well, why don't we give her a call and find out what it is, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Anne?
Yes. Who's calling?
This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We do a morning show here.
Oh, yeah, I know who you are. Hi. How did you get my number? Did I win something?
No, you didn't.
Did I sign up for something?
I'm just kidding. Actually, Craig gave us your number. He's been trying to reach you for like a little over a month, and we were kind of just reaching out to get some answers for him to see if, you know, why you haven't really called him back.
Oh, Craig. Yes. Well, to be honest, I actually just wasn't that interested in him.
Okay. That's fair enough. I mean, may I ask why? I mean, did he say something that kind of really bothered you or anything of the sort?
No, he didn't. He didn't. He was very sweet. I was really turned off by his braces. I kind of felt like I was back in high school again, to be honest.
Okay.
I don't mean to be offensive, but that's just how I felt.
No, I mean, he didn't mention that he had braces to us, so, I mean, that's not something we knew about.
Yeah, and they're like the real train track kinds, you know? Like, I feel like maybe he could have gotten the Invisalign or something. It feels like if I were younger, it's not that big of a deal, but I'm in my 30s.
Right.
I just don't really have time for that, you know?
Okay. Well, we actually have him on the phone with us. Craig, you want to say something?
Oh.
Hey, Anne.
Hey, Craig. Hey. I didn't realize that you were there.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, Anne, you know, you ghosted me for so long that you only have to wait like another month for them to come off.
Oh. Are you serious? That's great.
Yeah. I've only actually got them on until June.
Oh, that's awesome. You're going to have really great teeth when they're done, I guess.
Yeah, I will. So, like, do you think we could maybe go out again? I have such a fantastic time with you, and we really just stop seeing each other because of this.
I mean, yeah, I guess we could go out again.
Okay, awesome. So what I'm hearing here is we got a second date.
It sounds like it.
And you're down, yeah?
Yeah, I could be down for that, sure.
Well, I'm glad that we could make this work out for the two of you guys. Braces or no braces?
It's 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.